Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting second. The center fielder, Glenn Burke. Batting third. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Taylor Duncan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bruce Robinson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Miguel Delon. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Matt Keough. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting eighth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Lockhock goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keough fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of DeLone, who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Braun. The throw from Robinson and he is safe. Braun steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Royals. Mike Norris now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan juggles the ball. That's an error on Duncan. Lockhock moves to third. Cowens moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock tags and scores. Cowens tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. White hits a pop-up towards third. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 1 in the game. Burke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Revering for the out. Two outs. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 1 in the game. Delone hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-2 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter strikes out. 1 out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lockhock is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-2 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Page moves to third. Revering moves to second. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Page scores. Revering scores. It's 7-2, Royals. Bruce Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Patton covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0-for-2 in the game. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Lacey now pitching. Scott Meyer now catching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. White hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Freddie Potek now playing shortstop. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 3 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burke for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.